Coral for Coral FM, and I'm sitting here at Cafe Pyrus with Nicole O'Day. How are you?
Hi, Coral. I'm great.
We're here to talk about Take Back the Night. It's
That's
coming
right.
up, September 26th?
September 26th.
And where is it, like, for people that don't know, what's Take Back the Night? I already know the answer to this question.
Sure.
But this is an important event, so what does it mean?
It is a rally and a march that is put on by the Sexual Assault Support Center. And it's going to start in Waterloo Park and go down to Victoria Park. It's typically women, but it's
yeah.
for any gender to come and voice their support for the idea of safe streets for everyone
yeah.
at night.
Yeah, exactly. And it's how old is this event? It's been going on what?
I think it's probably over a decade.
Yeah, I think so.
Hamilton had one last week, and it brought out 1,200 people.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. And this is very important because I have talked to the Sexual Assault Center, and I know that still, I think the statistics are still 1 every 5 women has been sexually assaulted and has never told anybody. It's still very unspoken. People come out in the open, but it's still, there's still a lot of people that don't talk about it.
That's right. And at the SASC Waterloo Region, they have a very long wait list. And they have had a wait list now for about 2 years. What? Even the women who do want to talk and get help are put on a list. And they have to wait. Because the SASC doesn't really have the resources to hire any more private counseling.
That's how out of control this problem still is. Like, people, you know, it's, and it, I don't know, you know, I mean, you think the streets are safe, but it depends. Like, I guess women have to, you really have to sort of be self-aware these days. Like, if you're going to walk, you don't walk the streets late night, but if you do walk, go with a buddy. Like, don't
sure.
go by yourself.
Sure, yeah. And when I used to walk at night home from campus in York, I used to have a lit cigarette in one hand and my keys in the other hand, and that was about as, you know, nasty as I could think. Like, I wasn't going to, you know, pack heat or anything. Definitely a thought.
Oh, yeah. And I can remember, you know, I used to work out, like, out of town. So I used to take the bus to almost, like, the corner of Highway 5 and Highway 8 every day. So I was alone in a lot of places and a lot of weird times. So I used to carry, like, a little thing of pepper spray with me in my pocket.
That's smart. Bring it back to the SASC. I was saying that there's a wait list for the private counseling, but they have group therapy, support groups, mutual support groups there that are held every week throughout the year, although not in summer. And anyone who is on any kind of wait list can go to these groups. So there still is a forum available
where
for everyone.
Can discuss.
That's right.
That's
and you go to the
thing.
Center and it's there for you.
That's, you know, it's good to have that support system too, especially if you're afraid to speak out, because this way it's like falling back into a safety net and there's people there to help you, which I think is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in this? I'm looking at this list. Who else is participating in this year's Take Back the Night, and how is your CD? You're doing something through Bandcamp. What
That's
are you
right.
doing with your CD?
Well, my CD that I released about a year ago has a song on it that I'm selling for to raise money for the SASC. So I put it on Bandcamp online, and it's a pay what you can, starting at a dollar.
Oh, okay.
And all of the money, 100%. Of the sales, of the donations, go to the Sexual Assault Support Center.
That's awesome.
Thank
well,
you.
You guys, I mean, you're in good company. I mean, it's like, I see Brenda Halloran's going to make an address, and, you know, the Tri-City Roller Girls are going to be there, and the Organic
yep.
Groove Drummers. So this is a mm-hmm. this is a really great collective of people,
mm-hmm.
because Kitchener's all about community. So obviously you're going to be taking part in this. This is a long walk. This is a long march. From Waterloo Park to Victoria Park Pavilion, that's a long way to go.
I think it is. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think with you know, with everybody there, it'll be a great sense of community, and it, maybe it won't feel as long as it normally would be.
Sure, and it isn't a race. It isn't a race. You don't have to worry about that. You can just take it easy.
Look, everybody I talk to, I ask them for their favorite song, whether it's an actor, a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I always ask them, what's their favorite piece of music?
My favorite piece of music? Mm-hmm. I would have to say it's my very, very favorite piece of music is Ave Maria.
By
Schubert.
Okay. I will play that for you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
He came from Bangladesh. He touched my hand. It felt good. Japanese artist painting particles of dust on drops of water on a beetle on a blade of grass. We smoked hash. Artist, beetle, hash. A gentleman, he looked dashing, hopping from one breast to another. But in my 20s, I was practically naked in my low slim jeans. He liked expensive
is for Nicole Andrea Obey from Coral FM.
Oh,
That was for Nicole. Ave Maria Schubert, as you requested. And don't forget, Take Back the Night. The rally is on September 26th, and it leaves from
Barton Park
and goes to Victoria Park Pavilion.